GOP Rep. Adder Holt, Republicans much more motivated to vote for Trump than Democrats are motivated to vote for Biden. By Jeff Poore on July 21, 2020. With a little more than 100 days until the country goes to cast its ballot for President of the United States, many polls and political watchers are already deeming it a no-brainer that former Vice President Joe Biden, the Democratic Party's presidential nominee, is on his way to winning that election. Not so fast, says Representative Robert Adder Holt, RL. Adder Holt, who represents the only congressional district in the country to give Donald Trump more than 80% of the vote, questioned the polling showing Biden with a lead over President Donald Trump, arguing the incumbent president is in better shape than the media would have the public believe. "Why you don't want to take anything for granted," he said during an interview with Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5. Now, obviously, there are the battleground states. But I think he is in much better shape than some of the liberal news media are trying to paint it as people so much against Trump. I don't believe those polls. I don't think they are polling correctly. They're not polling voters. They're just polling people that they are calling on the phone. And who knows if New York and California are oversampled. Or just even in different states, they are polling areas that are anti-Trump or pro-Biden. So, I think if the president stays the course, standing up for law and order, standing up for the issues, less government, then I think he can definitely be re-elected. The Alabama Republican congressman said he saw a GOP electorate that was much more motivated to vote for Trump than the Democratic electorate was to vote for Biden. "Republicans are much more motivated to vote for Trump than the Democrats are motivated to vote for Biden," he explained. "That's the bottom line. Biden, of course, is going to get a lot of anti-Trump vote. I just don't think there are that many people that are excited about Joe Biden as a candidate." Adder Holt also raised questions about Biden's sharpness and pointed out that it has mentioned in Capitol Hill circles the former vice president is not the same as he was 4 years ago, which is a striking contrast to Trump. "I was talking to one of my colleagues just in the last day or two, and they were talking about how they saw an interview 4 years ago with Biden, and what a difference he comes across just within the last 4 years, and how he is not as sharp as he once was. Of course, I never did agree with his politics most of the time. But he could communicate pretty well, and he certainly was a longtime member of the Senate and vice president. So, I think when you put them side by side, Trump seems to be 15 to 20 years younger, even though they're a little bit closer in age than that." Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.